Now, Wykit, it's been quite a morning in Myanmar today. We understand that internet connectivity has just been restored.
That's right, Angela, and that is how I got a first peek into how Naypyidaw is after the internet was restored. Naypyidaw is, of course, at the heart of the state of emergency because internet has been blocked as early as some said 4 a.m., 3 a.m., 3 a.m. even. But at about 12 p.m. local time, which is 1:30 p.m. Singapore, Hong Kong time, internet was restored. I've seen pictures of the entire, I beg your pardon, not the entire, but I've seen pictures of parts of Naypyidaw. It is very quiet, but I must also qualify that even before COVID-19, Naypyidaw is a generally quiet city. But in certain key areas, there is very strong security presence outside the Parliament House as well as outside the ministry where the state councillor is working. So it is very quiet, but you can see heavy police presence, army presence in Naypyidaw. Outside of Naypyidaw in Yangon, people seem to have already digested the news of the state of emergency, and they have been going out to the supermarkets and markets to stock up on food, water, rice and oil. Now, at this point, I must say that I am reporting live and joining you live outside of Myanmar. I was in the country to report on the general elections on November 8th, but I stayed there for a while, but I flew back 2 weeks before, about a week before, first tensions arose from talk of military coup. And so, as with all journalists covering the event outside of Myanmar, you can imagine we have lots and lots of information that we have to sift through. I got in touch with a source who told me that the airports are now sealed. Now, by right, the international flights are already being banned, but Myanmar is still organizing relief flights to fly back Myanmar citizens from all over the world. Now, that has stopped because the Myanmar airport is now closed, which also means that domestic flights are also banned.
Mm. Now, Wykit, we know that Myanmar's parliament was supposed to open today, and clearly all those plans are thrown into disarray now. What can we expect as the day progresses?
Well, let's shorten this even to what we can expect in the next half an hour, 1 hour, because information, like I said, is coming in fast and furious. I've seen a lot of information coming out. Some are verified, some aren't. I cited a document from a high-level source, and what it said was that the Myanmar army will try to resolve the allegations of this electoral fraud, and once that's done, it will hold general elections and then hand over power to whomever wins that elections. Of course, I've been trying to verify that source with other high-level sources. Not all of them could say that this is accurate, but at least one local media has also run the story saying that the Myanmar army will hold general elections after it sorts out all the allegations of electoral fraud. Now, that is, of course, in the longer run. As we go on by the day, we want to know information such as where the leaders right now are. State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi, President Win Myint, as well as Cabinet and Chief Ministers, they, by right, should still be in Naypyidaw because that's where all of them are gathered before they were arrested. But during the internet blockage, we don't know whether there have been any movement. So what's also important is to know the whereabouts of the leaders and whether they will be addressing people from where they are.